poetry-based collaboration. The first piece is called Death and War. In the last car of a late night N train, I asked Death how it managed to move so quickly during wars. I'm not sure why Death answered, but ever since Hiroshima, my skates glide faster over the cool earth. I asked whether it was possible to tell the difference between a civilian and a young draftee. No difference. I said, from my own perspective, there was at least something different about a playful child struck by a stray cluster bomb. Death glared between my eyes. I debated with Death about the merits of a bullet, a car crash, a baseball bat. He confessed the first case of pediatric AIDS had almost bounced back and shocked Death to death. Approaching the last stop, I asked whether it ever thought, despite a difficult economy, to look for an easier job. Death laughed and pointed to the front page of today's New York Times. Watch your step, ECAS, but don't make it obvious.